You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, this is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage of this great event. You know, and when I think of ACE, I think of Xylem. I always enjoy our conversations with this organization. They're doing amazing things. We love working with them.
Yeah, I do too. And this is more of an engineer's point of view than we've had in the past. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Someone
that actually knows what they're talking about.
How to actually build all this stuff. Yeah, well, welcome Sydney Ullman. She's the North America Product Communication Specialist with Xylem. Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our conversation, Sydney, take a quick sec. Give us the 10,000-foot view of Xylem. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Yeah, of course. So Xylem is a global leader for supplying water and wastewater treatment equipment. Our goal is to serve our customers, and the overall goal is, how do we solve water? How do we create sustainable water treatment, you know, as society progresses and needs more and more water treatments? So that's Xylem in a nutshell. We do transport and treatment, and we have products that fit a variety of diverse applications, as well as, you know, size and range of equipment. Yep.
Sydney, I'm really interested in the engineer's perspective on the technology. There's so much technology that's been around for 2, 3, 10, 15 years that's not particularly well applied. There's a flood of new technology coming at us. How does Xylem balance the intelligent use of existing technology and taking advantage of the new advances?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we're constantly looking for the best product solution. So as the market progresses, so is Xylem. And we've really taken an interest in leveraging our flagship products that we've had in our portfolio for a while. And how do we make them better? How do we fit them into new applications? How do we make them more applicable for new emerging contaminants? So that's what we're doing in the market today, is we're just looking for the next best thing. And we've actually made quite a few investments in research and development. And, you know, right now the big thing for us is piloting. And that's all focused on the new market of water and wastewater treatment equipment.
Well, Todd, there's one thing we know about Xylem. They're always innovating. They'll always be ahead of the line there.
Yep.
Sydney, walk us through it. You know, all the work you're doing in advanced treatment solutions. Talk about some of the offers there.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, Xylem is viewed as mostly a product supplier. And what we're looking to do is really leverage our process expertise. And the main driver for that really is the need for advanced treatment solutions. And when I say advanced treatment solutions, I'm referring to combining different products in a treatment process that is maybe for more stringent regulations or specific constituent removal, such as, you know, we hear these buzzwords as 1,4-dioxane, NDMA removal, pharmaceuticals from the water. So what Xylem has done is we have partnered our different technologies. We've learned how to come together as a company to create these advanced treatment solutions. And let me give you a couple examples here. So if we have a conventional wastewater or water treatment facility, where can we insert our products to remove disinfection byproduct precursors? An example would be ozone and biologically activated filtration. So what we do there is we have our ozone system. We've combined that with a filtration system. And what that does is the ozone breaks down the constituents, and then the biologically activated filtration eats the constituents and essentially removes that issue of creating the byproducts. Another solution that we're currently at right now is combining our UV and ozone technology with chemicals. So that can be hypochlorite or peroxide. And that's what we call an advanced oxidation process. So those are just a couple of our process solutions right now for advanced treatment.
Sydney, on the one hand, all water treatment plants are the same. They all have the same objective, fundamentally.
Yeah.
And yet, on the other hand, they each really is unique. There are different people, there's different environment, there's different population, different growth rates, different industries. Talk a little bit about how Xylem works with an individual customer and the people within that organization to come up with the right solution.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really starts at the preliminary phases of a project. If it's a new facility. So what we do here is we want to work or partner with our customers at the beginning stages, and that's really going to begin with treatability testing. So treatability testing can be from bench scale testing, which is just a quick snapshot of what technologies work and what technologies don't. And then we can move into pilot testing. And here's really where we can optimize the different treatment solutions for our products. We can look and evaluate different treatment trains. And then we can work with our customers on the conceptual design and evaluate it from an economical standpoint. And this is really beneficial for our customers because not only does it see how they are able to see how the entire system works together, but they're also able to see it from a footprint standpoint and also from an O&M standpoint. So how much are they saving if they go with option one versus option two? Because you're right, a water treatment is a water treatment plant, and that's what we've typically thought of from the majority. And now we need to start looking at it in a different way. We need to start looking at it as a creative process. And then to further that, Xylem absolutely wants to partner with our customers when we have our equipment installed. And then also, you know, our aftermarket support, and we just recently launched a Total Care program. And our Total Care philosophy is that we, like I said, work with the customers from the preliminary stages of a project throughout that product's life cycle to ensure the lowest cost of ownership.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sydney Ullman with Xylem. Sydney, we've talked about the offerings. We've talked about the customization of that. Sum up the benefits to the customer of the solution.
Yeah, and I feel like I've already touched on that. So the benefits to the customer are going to be, you know, if they go through the entire process with us from treatability testing to full-scale installation and then service support, is that they're really minimizing their risk. And I'm saying that from, you know, that we're providing them with a reliable system that's not going to have downtime and shut off for some reason. And it's also going to continuously meet regulation requirements. And then also, like I said, it's going to be economical. So they know what they're getting. They have visibility and they know, you know, from an operations standpoint, where they're at, and it's completely sustainable. It's a sustainable water treatment process.
You'd have a much better view on this than I do, but I just look at the financial considerations that a water utility manager faces, and they're under tremendous pressure to cut costs.
Right.
First of all, is that the case? And then secondly, how do you work with someone to make sure that they're looking at the big picture and not just focused on saving a nickel here and a dime there, but looking at a bigger picture and delivering the right value?
Right, yeah. No, I do feel like industries are completely centered towards where can we cut costs, where can we be more efficient, and you know, the worst case scenario is that they cut costs in the wrong area, and we really want to prevent that. Absolutely, we completely want to eliminate that situation. So, I mean, as we're all aware, education is key. We need to educate consultants and utilities on the benefits at the early stages, once again, of where they can save money. And with the treatability testing, it's a small upfront cost for large savings down the road. Because you're not going to have the same water treatment facility in California as you are in Arizona or Florida. And we can really partner with consultants and utilities to show them how they can save.
All right. Well, Sydney, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people learn more about the work you're doing at Xylem?
Yeah, you can visit xyleminc.com. And also, we're here at ACE. If anyone would like to visit our booth, we're at booth 1800.
Let me assure you, my friends, you will not miss Xylem's booth when you come to ACE.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Pretty much front and center,
beautiful.
Too. Pretty much. Sydney Ullman, a North America product communication specialist with Xylem. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you. Thank you both.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.